Last year, Utahns donated 1 million pounds of food during the one-day drive. According to the Utah Food Bank, nearly 138,000 households in the state face food insecurity. Gina Cornea is executive director of Utahns Against Hunger. She says more than 37% of Utah students receive school lunch for free or reduced price. That's more than 1 in 3 kids who are getting a chunk of their nutrition through the school lunch program.
Unless they live in a community that has a summer food program, you know, those families don't have more resources to feed their kids during the summer than they do during the school year. And so access to emergency food pantries and emergency food pantry usage for low-income families really goes up in the summer.
Jeanette Bott from the Utah Food Bank says the food goes directly to local pantries throughout every county in Utah. She says because the drive really targets kids who would otherwise have access to breakfast and lunch at school, pantries are in need of what she calls kid-friendly foods.
And I guess that means things that my kids or your kids would eat, so would the other kids. So macaroni and cheese, peanut butter, fruit that comes in a pop-top can, things that are easy for kids to prepare themselves if their parents are not at home.
Letter carriers this week have been placing plastic bags in mailboxes throughout the state. Those who would like to participate should fill the bags, place them by their mailbox early Saturday morning, and letter carriers will pick them up. Bott says make sure to keep your outgoing mail separate from the food donation. Whitney Evans, KUER News.